person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of Noisy Radio.
Noisy Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome back to Noisy Radio.
This is us.
Wow.
Yeah.
My voice is amazing. This is no processing, guys. This is my voice for you.
Yeah.
And
so,
this is also
episode 11. Season 11, season 2. We're kicking it off great. Right.
Yeah, this is a brand new track by Audio. It's Ultron in the Matthews remix. Let's take it from the Beast Mode sampler on RAM.
Next one, it's Graves in Alaska. There are no penguins in Alaska.
Big two.
Yeah, this one's sick.
Now, a blow from not so long ago. Yeah! This is Stamp Out by us.
You are listening to Noisy Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, from the not so old to the brand new. This is New Kids on the Block, Signal and Disprove. The really cool track called Vanguard, forthcoming on Signal's EP on Critical Recordings.
This is Noisy Radio.
Found some new medicine for you. This track is called Motion.
Yes, into the sounds of
bop. Bop, bop.
You shouldn't say bop because he makes very short sounds, so you should say bop.
Yeah.
This is
bop.
Bop, bop. This is Spiral by Bop. in a remix by Abstract Elements, of which I strongly believe Bob is also a part.
Yeah.
And this is coming out on Med School.
Yeah.
Very nice tune.
Fresh approach. Bop. We found in our inbox
brand new 2020.
Yeah.
Oh.
Email from Ivy Lab. This is a guy called Deft releasing on Ivy Lab's label, and this track is called Ivory Tusk.
Blackjack.
You are now listening to Ivy Radio.
Fingers in the ear. Some fresh sounds from Groningen. This is Posai with Hunger on MTA Records.
Monster.
Start your engines, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Signs with Diesel on the Vision.
This one is for Thomas.
Diesel chair. Diesel chair.
Drum and bass. This is Alex Pierce remixing Friction and Forward. Track's called Battle Scars featuring Jakes on Shogun. Big tune.
Yeah, we've heard Alex Pierce do a lot of non-drum and bass stuff lately, recently. But he's still up for the job.
Change in the stars, ordained future, the paths that run over, fate, fear the joker, death to the last, saying of the chosen, the stone can be broken, the stone can be turned, heart is so hard, mind cold to the frozen, that was
This is some little different. It's a triptych that we found on SoundCloud by The Deli. It's called Bumps 3, and it consists of three parts. All throwback hip hop
vibes.
Radio.
This is Seth with a brand new tune called Pirelli's Elixir.
Super crazy.
Some super crazy weird jump up vibes for Drew.
You are now listening to Noise Radio. Radio.
Flying chaotic sound waves. Jump up. We like that stuff. Alright, next up, this is our drum and bass classic of the week. This is Comics. Talk to Frank in a remix by Break. Big, big, big tune. Metalheads.
Bleep.
Thank you.
now for we never finished. This is Noivia Under the Sea Rhythm. It's Noisy and Ivy Lab Unfinished.
About that last part. All right.
Yes,
All right,
boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's question time.
First question by Julian Architect. Hangover cures?
Yes. Well, we're not going to cheat by talking prevention. We are assuming that you are very drunk, and what you do to cure the results of that. Well, the hangover cure starts the moment you stop drinking. For me, so drink water the moment you stop drinking alcohol. Try to get some salt in you, because alcohol makes you urinate a lot, and salt keeps the water in your body. For your blood sugar, it gets very spiky at night when you're digesting the alcohol. So try to eat something with a lot of carbohydrates before you sleep. So during your night rest, you have some supply of energy for your body. Because I've woken up very drunk, or after a drunk night, I've woken up with crazy heart rate of like 180 because I didn't have anything to eat, and I looked it up, and it's blood sugar, it goes crazy. And then there's the next morning. What can you do the next morning? Well, you need to eat salt, you need fat, you need carbs, and of course you need a lot of water.
Yeah. And then you can add a little paracetamol or aspirin, and then I actually prefer to do all that and then go back to sleep for an hour.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up from that, it actually feels a lot better.
Yeah, somehow every time I manage to fall back asleep after waking up with a hangover, it's almost completely gone after I wake up the second time. Yeah. And then there's, of course, the hair of the dog, the mythical moment where you open the first beer pretty early in the morning. You always feel amazing. Oh, that was question one. Yes, question two. Imperiate on Twitter asks, has there ever been a major setback, losing files, bad labels, that you had to bounce back from to get where you are?
Yeah, we just had that recording this show. but no, we fixed it. It wasn't that bad. Of course. Yes, we've had many of those, and we've learned from that by saving projects as, and by backing up our hard drives, and bouncing WAVs instead of MP3s.
Yeah, we explicitly forbade each other to bounce MP3s out of the project, so we always have a WAV to fall back to. and we try to keep the name of the WAV render the same as the project, so that when you listen to a WAV, you don't have to search for the project. You just type in the file name.
Yeah. And I have once almost lost an entire project of ours, an album project that we did with someone for someone else. I was in South Africa recording, and I had all the backups in the back of the car, and then we got pulled over by people who claimed to be police, but they clearly weren't. And I was pretty scared that they would steal all my computer that was in the back with all the backups in there as well, that I was moving so that they couldn't be stolen or lost.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I got very pissed off, and then suddenly they left. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids. When you get pulled over by scary people.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, we've had setbacks. Fortunately, Cubase has gotten a lot more reliable for us. And I don't know, maybe we're a little more organized and professional as well. But nowadays, if we still have crashes sometimes, but usually we can fix it. Usually it's a new plugin in beta or alpha version or something weird that we've installed that does that. But yeah, we still have setbacks that we have to come back from. Okay, next question by Logan Blades. Do you happen to know what produced the sound in the break of Noisia Diplodocus Kill the Noise remix roughly at the 1 minute mark?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do. It was actually taken from the outro of the original, and it's made with a power drill that you hold while you press the power button. So on Instagram, we've posted a little video of what it looks like, but it sounds a little bit like this. Yeah.
Also, I think someone just told us that Dylan Francis, Skrillex and Deadmau5 were in a car doing a coffee run discussing how we'd made the sound, and they were saying like, no, it's some crazy like convolution or whatever synthesis. No, it's just a little power drill.
Low voltage.
Low voltage.
Low voltage.
Very spectacular synthesis technique with a microphone. All right.
Last question. One more last question. So I'm going to ask this question two times. This is a question from Heaps and Weeps. What got you comfortable enough with modular synthesis to start investing in real hardware?
Well, I think a lot of analog synthesis, traditional synthesis, like a lot of synthesizers are traditional synthesizers, so they have a block of oscillators, they have a block of filters, and they have a block of basically amplitude control. And if you know that, then you are already thinking in a modular way. So just using normal synthesizers, traditional synthesizers, is a easy step into modular. And of course, we used Reactor a lot, and we even used Generator before it was called Reactor. So that got me comfortable. But I mean, synthesizers in general, just using them and knowing what each block does, then you can connect the blocks yourself.
Connect. Yeah. All right, enough question time for this week. Enough. Please keep sending your questions though.
Yes.
# Noisy Radio. Okay. And now we have another user submission via the Noisy Radio SoundCloud inbox. This is Solar Endless.
Thank you.
Virus wiederholt.
Keep it up. Nice one. All right. Next one is O'Neath, Big Data Rising.
Thank you.
This one is by Lina Fornia. It's called What's Up? Featuring Jack Bastian.
Some vibes on the SB404. Really enjoying this.
Radio. You are now listening to Noisy Radio.
And now, we've got, unquote, hide your tears because we are in heaven, in the Sanjay's remix. Wow, that was an interesting track title.
Yes.
But it's also an interesting track. It's very...
It's unheard before. I haven't heard this kind of drum and bass before. It's pretty cool.
4-4, halftime, industrial, Ukrainian. Yeah, big up Sanjay's.
Big up Sanchez.
You are now listening to Noisy Radio.
Episode of Noisia Radio.
Yes.
And we're here at the end of this episode of Noisia
Yes.
Radio.
Yes. The last track.
Yeah.
We say goodbye now. We want to thank you for listening.
Yes.
You are all very good listeners for listening. We like that about you. And we hope to hear you, see you, smell you next week. This is the last song. Vincent Paolo, Mustang, available on Bandcamp.